This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, here's my favorite fact about tonight's vice presidential debate. Paul Ryan was like 2 years old when Joe Biden first got elected to the Senate of the United States. And just look at them both now, right? This is, to judge by the punditry, the most consequential vice presidential debate ever until you actually look at what ever means.
And the latest poll numbers suggest margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said.
Frank Newport is the editor-in-chief at Gallup. He is back this week to talk debates and all things polling related to those debates. Frank, it's good to talk to you again.
Good to be with you.
So talk to me about tonight and explain to me, this is going to sound terrible, explain to me why I ought to care.
Well, you ought to care because it'll be fascinating to watch these two guys go at it together. But in terms of, and I'm sure this is what you were thinking, Kai,
yes,
its impact on the race,
right.
We just don't find much evidence looking at history that these vice presidential debates make much difference in terms of the trajectory of the presidential race.
What do we know about how voters feel? Not that they vote on vice presidential people, because we know they don't, but how do they feel about Congressman Ryan versus the Vice President Biden?
Boy, in our data, just about identical. And that's unusual. There have been times, I'll give you an example, 2004, when John Edwards had a higher favorable rating than Dick Cheney when they went at it. And Al Gore had very, very high ratings back in 92, 96 when he squared off against Quayle and then Jack Kemp. But this year, they're about the same.
You know, for all the analysis that shows vice presidential debates don't matter much, it seems we've started paying more attention to them lately, right? You had Sarah Palin last year. You got this one this year. I mean,
well, we have a sample of two. I think you're absolutely right.
Fine. Sarah Palin statistics was, at me.
Well, that's right. But she was, in fact, a dramatic entrant into the political scene, and lots of people watched her debate. It was memorialized in that HBO special, right? Kind of led up to the debate that she had with Joe Biden, and she did pretty well. And clearly this year, I think because of the initial debate between the two guys at the top of the ticket, this debate's getting a lot of attention tonight. So maybe we're paying a little more attention. But again, it's hard to find evidence in the past, at any rate, that they made a lot of difference.
Frank Newport, he's the editor-in-chief at Gallup. The segment we do every week is called Attitude Checking. Find more on our website. It's marketplace.org. Frank, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.